Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a swing-heavy Amen break blueprint in Ableton Live 12 and turning it into a raggle-leaning drum and bass loop using resampling workflows. Now, the goal here is not just to make an Amen loop that plays back nicely. We want a method, something repeatable, something you can use for jungle, rollers, darker half-step sections or those high-energy drop moments where the drums need to feel alive, gritty, and full attitude, because in real D&B, the Amen break is almost never left untouched. It gets chopped, swung, layered, filtered, saturated, and then resampled until it becomes something between a drum loop and a signature texture. That's the energy we're after. So let's get into it. Start by opening a fresh Ableton Live 12 set and setting the tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. If you want a more rolling jungle feel, 172 BPM is a great starting point. If you want it a little heavier and more modern, go 174. Create a few tracks right away. You'll want one audio track for the Amen break, one MIDI track for the sub or bass, one audio track for resampled drums, and optionally a return track for delay or reverb if you want a bit of space. Now load your Amen sample onto the audio track and warp it properly. If the break already has decent timing, use Beats Warp mode and Preserve Transients. Keep the transient loop mode fairly tight, around 1/16 or 1/8 depending on how detailed you want the chops to feel. Take your time setting the first downbeat. This matters. In drum and bass, you want the break locked to the grid, but you do not want it to lose its human feel. Tight, yes. Daryl, no. Next, slice the Amen into playable pieces. You can duplicate the clip and use sliced a new MIDI track if you want fast control, or you can manually cut it if you want more intentional editing. For this lesson, manual slicing is actually really useful because you can preserve more of the original dynamics. Focus on the important parts, kick hits, snare hits, ghost notes, little hat fragments, and tail or noise sections. If you're using simpler, put it into slice mode and map those hits across the keyboard or pads. That gives you a very playable break, and it makes it easy to improvise a more ragga-style chop pattern. And here's a big teacher note. Don't overclean the break. A tiny bit of looseness is part of what makes the Amen feel alive. If everything is perfectly aligned and perfectly corrected, the groove can lose its personality. Now we move into the heart of the lesson, the swing blueprint. This is where we build a two-bar pattern from the Amen slices, but we do not make it symmetrical. The groove should come from a combination of timing, spacing, and contrast. In other words, the swing is not just about pushing the hats around. It's also about where you leave gaps. Open the groove pool and try something like MPC 16 swing at around 54-58%. If you want a slightly looser feel, stay around 55-57. Apply that groove lightly to the ghost notes, hat fragments, small percussion hits, and maybe a few snare pickups. But keep the main snare anchor mostly straight. That contrast is the key. The listener needs a strong backbeat reference, while the smaller details move around it. That's what makes the groove feel fast and animated without turning messy. A good two-bar idea might look like this in musical terms: a solid snare anchor, one ghost kick before it, and a couple of shuffled hat ticks after it. Then in bar two, repeat that anchor, but swap one hat tick for a chopped vocal-style percussion hit or a reversed slice. That tiny change can make the loop feel way more like jungle and way less like a simple drum pattern. Now let's add the ragga flavor. In this style, ragga elements usually work best as short call and response gestures. Think of them like answers, not full melodies. Add a MIDI track with simpler, operator, or wavitable and use a stab, a tone, or a vocal-like hit. If you have an actual vocal chop, even better. If not, you can synthesize the vibe. Simpler with a short one-shot, operator with a tuned stab, or wavitable with a gritty mid-range tone can all work beautifully. Place the ragga hit after the snare, or let it answer the last eighth note of the bar. Keep it short, keep it rhythmic. This is not about clutter. It's about giving the drums another voice. A useful tip here is to keep the cutoff fairly controlled. If it's a sample, filter it somewhere between 700 Hz and 2.5 kHz depending on the source. Keep the decay short, maybe 100 to 300 milliseconds. Add just a little reverb send so it feels placed in space, but not washed out. Now the bass. Create a dedicated sub track and keep it simple. Operator with a sine wave is perfect. Wavitable with a clean low patch can also work. The big rule here is that the bass needs to respect the break. In drum and bass, the bass line often works best when it leaves holes for the kick and snare. You want short notes. You want breathing room. You do not want a giant sustained low-end block unless that is a deliberate sound design choice. Set the oscillator to sine. Keep the attack fast. Use a short decay and keep the sustain low. Mono on. Usually no legato unless you want slides. A nice pattern might hit on beat 1. Then answer the drums in a short phrase, then give you another note near the end of the bar to pull you into the loop again. If you want a little more movement, layer a very quiet mid-range reese above the sub, but high-pass it so the bottom stays clean. That mid-layer should live in the 120 to 500 HC zone and add motion, without stealing the foundation. Now comes the part that really makes this workflow powerful, resampling. Create a new audio track called Drum Resample and set its input to resampling. Arm the track and play the loop. Before printing, process the drum bus with a few stock Ableton devices. Drum bus is great for weight and glue. Saturator adds harmonics and grit. EQ8 helps clean up any low-mid buildup. Keep the settings moderate. A little drive goes a long way. As a rough starting point, try drum bus drive in the 5-15% range, saturator drive around 2-6 dB, and use EQ8 to high-pass any unnecessary rumble below about 25-35 Hz. Print 4 or 8 bars. Then drag that recorded audio back into your arrangement or session view and cut it up again. This is where the magic happens. You're not just processing sound anymore. You're turning processing into new material. That's a very jungle thing to do. It's about iteration, mutation, commit, print, reshape. Once you've got the resampled drum audio, create a few variations. Maybe one version has more top end. Maybe another has a chopped fill. Maybe another is low-passed for a breakdown feel. Now use Ableton's audio tools to make it musical. Cut slices manually. Reverse a short fragment before a snare. Automate auto-filter so the break closes down and opens up again. Use utility if you want to narrow or widen the top layer. Good automation moves here include dipping the auto-filter cutoff to somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz during breakdown bars, adding just a little resonance for tension, and pulling the utility gain down by 1 to 3 dB right before a drop to create contrast. Try to create at least one fill at the end of bar 4 or bar 8. It can be as simple as moving a ghost note slice or reversing a tiny hit before the downbeat. Those small edits are exactly what keep the loop from feeling static. Now let's shape the mix so the swing feels heavy and controlled, not cluttered. Use EQ8 on the bass and drums. Check everything in mono with utility. If needed, add a light glue compressor on the drum bus. You can also sidechain the sub very lightly from the kick if the groove needs a bit more breathing room. The targets are simple. Keep the sub fully mono. Cut a necessary low end from the amen resample below roughly 80 to 120 Hz. If the snare or hats get too sharp, tame the 3 to 7 kHz region a bit, and keep some headroom on the master. Don't crush the life out of it too early. If the raga stab starts fighting the snare, high-pass it and soften the transient a little with drum bus or a subtle envelope in simpler. The drum groove should still feel like the boss of the track. Now we arrange it. Take your 2-bar idea and stretch it into a 16-bar section. Bars 1 to 4 can introduce the break and bass with minimal raga. Bars 5 to 8 can bring in the raga response and a brighter top loop. Bars 9 to 12 can introduce the resampled variation and a more aggressive fill. Bars 13 to 16 can pull one element away for tension, then bring the full pattern back in. A classic DNB move is to strip the bass for half a bar and then slam it back in with the drum fill. That moment of space gives the next hit a lot more force. If you want this to work well in a DJ context, keep the intro filtered and clean, make the phrase lengths obvious, and give yourself a clear switch up every 8 or 16 bars. If you're aiming for a darker roller feel, keep it lean. If you're leaning more jungle raga, throw in a vocal stab or siren at the end of a phrase. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't quantize everything too hard. The ghost notes and chopped slices need a little looseness. Second, don't let the sub fight the kick and snare. Keep the bass short, mono, and carved properly. Third, don't overprocess the amen before you resample it. You want character, not a flattened, lifeless loop. Fourth, don't overload the arrangement with too many raga elements. In this style, less often hits harder. And fifth, don't ignore the low mid range. That 150 to 400 Hz area can get muddy fast. A few pro tips before we wrap. Drum bus on the resample drum group can make a huge difference if used subtly. Saturator before EQ8 is a great move when you want the break to get denser and then clean up the harshness afterward. For darker tension, automate a low-pass filter on the raga layer during the last couple of bars, before the drop, then open it suddenly. A reversed amen slice leading into the snare can add a lot of underground pressure without taking up much mix space. And if the bass needs more menace, layer a low sign underneath a slightly moving mid-reese. Keep the low end disciplined and let the mid layer do the talking. If you want to push this further, try making two versions of the same idea. One version should be lively and rag-heavy, with a stronger call-and-response feel and a brighter resampled top. The other should be darker and more stripped, with fewer ghost accents, less melodic content, and more filtered resampling. Then compare them and ask yourself which one moves forward more naturally, which one leaves more room for the bass, and which one feels more original after resampling. That's the deeper lesson here. Build the amen groove. Swing the small details. Add rag accents. Resample it. Re-edit it. Repeat. That's a real DNB workflow. Edit. Print. Reshape. Repeat. Once you get comfortable with this method in Ableton Live 12, you'll be able to build jungle, rollers, and darker rag-infused drum tracks much faster, with more identity, and with way more confidence.